Welcome to the Airport Experience News Podcast. Now that you have found us, please make sure to subscribe and get the latest episodes as well as access to our library of content. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Stitcher. Just search for Airport Experience News. This is episode 18, and here I chat with Roger Fordyce, the new CEO of Hudson. Now, Roger is not new to the industry, nor is he new to Hudson, which makes this for a really seamless transition. So he and I speak a little bit about the transition, the industry, and his outlook on the company moving forward. Anyway, here is my conversation with Roger Fordyce. So I'm here with Roger Fordyce, the new CEO of Hudson. Roger, thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
My pleasure. How are you, Ron?
I'm great. And congratulations. But also, I know we meant to record this a while ago, but I hope you're feeling better now.
Thank you. Just still have a little bit of lingering cough. So if I cough during the interview, I apologize.
No worries. So as of this recording, it's been a little over a month ago that the announcement came out that Joe was stepping down as CEO of Hudson. And I'm not going to lie, it came as a bit of a shock. I'm not saying that you have to share if it was a shock to you as well or anything like that, but I guess you have to imagine that the rest of the industry was kind of taken aback, to say the least, correct?
Yeah, to your point, it was an abrupt decision. Not in a position to offer any responses as to, you know, the reasoning and the timing for such. The good thing is the company was, put into hands of somebody with a very long tenure with the company and the capability of continuing both the vision and the growth of the company remains intact.
So my follow-up to that was, you're right. I guess the best way to kind of temper any thoughts of how this could even disrupt an organization such as yours, the best thing is just to maintain continuity, someone who's known, such as yourself, with your familiarity with the inner workings of the company, et cetera, correct?
That's correct.
Excellent. So for the 1% or maybe less out there who might not know who you are, can go a little bit into your background, your history and tenure with Hudson.
Sure. So back in 1988, Mario Di Domizio, who was the president of the company at that point, came to see me. I was working for W.H. Smith in the commuter terminals in New York City, both Penn Station and Grand Central, and tried to convince me to join them. They had just won their first contract at LaGuardia Airport. After two or three visits, he convinced me that, it was a good startup and, they had big plans for the industry. So being young, I took a chance and joined Mario to become the first general manager out of LaGuardia Airport. From there, it was kind of a whirlwind. Over the next few years, they picked up a few contracts, including the ones at both Grand Central and Penn Station, where I started. And then slowly but surely started to, grow the company through securing a few additional contract wins. It really is a very unique opportunity for me to have been really part of something that was really just a startup. I got a chance to play just about every role in the organization in some way, shape, or form. Had a lot to do with the evolution of the brand and merchandising mix. Got to be part of a growing team of really some of the best people in the industry, many of them who are still here with us today. It's really been a very unusual situation. Had a great opportunity to be part of the acquisitions over the years, the early one with W.H. Smith back in 2003, the acquisitions or the merger later on with Dufry to become part of a public company, and then really the acquisitions both in 2014 and 2016 of Nuance and Royal Duty Free.
So what's it like to... not to age anyone or to date anyone, but really to again, you said when you started with W.H. Smith and this was what, or you were with W.H. Smith in 88 or so to now, gosh, 30 years later or so, and seeing the, not just the growth, but really the evolution of this category in such a niche market. I mean, what's that feel like?
So you're absolutely right. I mean, the industry has seen a lot of changes in 30 plus years. Back when I started at LaGuardia Airport, the print material was 60% of the business. Tobacco was still 20% of the business. And then there was confections and gifts. It was a relatively simple business. It was competitive even back then, but it was a much simpler business than what it is today. Obviously, customer service, we have seen become a much stronger focus of concessionaires. Back then it was very much a task-oriented. Fill the shelves, ring the sales as fast as you can, very fast-paced, high volume business. Today, there's a lot more complexity to the overall industry, to the concession business in particular.
Perfect. So again, this is going to be a continuation basically of the Hudson vision. And I remember when you guys launched, you know, the traveler's best friend mantra, and it still sticks with many people out there, especially the travelers. So I'm assuming that you're pretty much continuing that vision, continuing that goal of being the traveler's best friend going forward. But is there maybe a look to kind of maybe put a little bit of a Roger twist to things or not?
You know, it's interesting. It's difficult to be with a company for 30 years and not feel that you've already made or have had a twist or an impact on the business, the vision and the culture already. You know, it remains to be seen. There's still a tremendous amount of opportunity, a tremendous amount we as a company want to accomplish. But the passion, the commitment to serving passengers still remains core at what we do day in and day out. I think it'll be remaining to be seen whether or not there's any further impact, you know, that my particular position right now has. Again, I'm part of just a single individual of a very, very robust, experienced team that really is what makes up the company.
So I've been with or at least in this industry for 15 years now. And even in that short amount of time, I've seen obviously tremendous growth within the industry, but tremendous growth more so, or I'm sorry, evolution more so in the retail side. And the food people might not like when I say this, but it seems in my opinion that there is really more opportunity for innovation on the retail side, because you guys have already gone through it. I mean, look what books and magazines have gone through, and you guys pivoted for that. You said that, you know, when you started, you used to sell tobacco products, et cetera, and now you have perhaps new entrants that are looking to get into the space and try to, I guess, show some more relevance. But, you know, what does a company like Hudson, I mean, you've proven it over 30 years or so, have in terms of like saying, hey, we can stay relevant. We can stay providing the travelers everything that they need, even if the travelers get younger, even if their needs change, et cetera.
So you're absolutely correct. Staying relevant, I think, has been, you know, first and foremost, a part of the driving force of who we are today, but also being willing to make those drastic changes is a key element of kind of the innovation that we try to bring to the industry. You look back on the fact that we were a newsstand years ago, and now we're very much a traveler's convenience store offering a much wider expanse of products to service the needs. You brought up a very important part of that innovation. There's a ever-changing demographic as baby boomers start to become a smaller and smaller segment of the traveling public, and millennials and even Generation Z now. We have to stay on top of our game, taking a look at trends, fashion, brands. Obviously, the experiential component of even in the travel convenience stores becomes a very important part of staying relevant, offering multiple ways of paying and ease of transacting a sale. Those are all the things I think that we have to stay focused on to remain relevant.
So Roger, like one of those entrants that I was mentioning was a little small company called Amazon, and they had this concept called Amazon Go, which features, I guess, a set of stores that allow you to kind of walk in, have your app open, grab what you want to purchase, walk out, and there's really no need to, not interact, but there's no need to really whip out change or go through some sort of process. It's all seamless in some way. Before, and maybe you can go into this if you want, before we could talk about whether they... you know, relevant to get into the space, but what does a new entrant with that kind of technology do for Hudson in terms of like a motivating you to stay ahead of the curve like they are?
I think you have to take a close look at the environments that we operate in first and foremost. While, you know, Amazon Go provides a very unique environment of a cashierless environment and service, you know, airports are all about service, and our service associates provide much more than just a transactional aspect to the business day in and day out. They serve as a wayfinder. They serve as information. They serve as you know, somebody who can just ease the minds of a panicked traveler in any way, shape, or form. So I do, you know, on behalf of the entire industry, you know, have to caution that we become, you know, such a cold environment that there's, you know, little or zero human interaction in any way, shape, or form. We also have to keep in mind that, you know, there are other companies other than Amazon who are, you know, perfecting this similar technology. And at some point in time, you know, could there be, you know, an opportunity to be able to come into a Hudson store and shop, and the technology is ever changing? I think there's a possibility of that, but I think having, maintaining that service levels, maintaining multiple ways of paying, not just having a single format that you can pay for your product, I think is really the way the industry needs to be looking at business move and technology moving forward.
So you hit on a great point, which is something that I always contend in terms of, like, how does customer service evolve? I mean, if it's not Amazon Go, it's apps that you can order ahead. There are there are kiosks where you can order, and this is mostly on the food side, but it seems like it's a lessening of the interaction with actual with people. I'm assuming then, you know, on the food side, there's obviously still a need for that, but you're saying definitely you love to have that interaction between your associates and a traveler who's stressed or running around harried, that kind of thing, correct?
And we still believe very firmly that that is a very strong component of what we deliver day in and day out. It is not just a transactional environment. Anybody can do that. And we'll become robots if that's the society we become. So I do believe that, you know, that human interaction, that capability of having, if you want it. I think the key factor here, the key point is to have flexibility and offer multiple ways of conducting a transaction. If you're the type of individual who's just, you know, totally stressed out and want to come in, grab what you have to do and either pay through a self-checkout or pay through a mobile phone and do it quickly and effortlessly without interaction, that's fine. But I still believe there's still a very large part of the population that still enjoys the human interaction.
Perfect. So one of my last questions is, you know, the industry trends on the horizon that will probably affect everyone, not just, let's say, Hudson. You know, what do you see as something that should be watched that could positively or negatively affect the business going forward?
Well, I think, you know, overall, we're very, very positive on the industry. Obviously, riding this for 30 years, we've seen tremendous passenger growth, tremendous concession growth, both on the retail as well as the food and beverage side. You know, all the industry indications are that air travel, they hit a peak record in 2017, international air traffic at 4 billion passengers. And they're predicting in the next 20 years, that's going to more than double. You know, putting that type of growth out there of doubling the number of passengers in the next 20 years is actually very exciting. Now, obviously, there are economic downturns, whether it be U.S. or global, that potentially could impact us. Technology, obviously, is always a challenge, but it's always an opportunity. All the conversations we just had about offering multiple ways of conducting a transaction, I think, are really key and crucial to the evolution of where the entire industry is going to head.
You mentioned just a lot of international travelers, and obviously you guys are, I can't really think of an airport you guys are not in, honest to tell you the truth. So hitting the international traveler, obviously, depending on where they're originating from, they have different habits, et cetera. Can you just talk a little more about how, you know, as the traveler that comes into the States is becoming more diversified, you know, what's Hudson doing to kind of meet that from a cultural customer service aspect, from a product standpoint, that kind of thing?
I think the greatest differential is understanding the demographics of the passenger in any airport that we're in. We have the luxury of being part of one of the largest duty-free retailers, Dufree, mm-hmm. And have the multitude of analytics, trends, fashion, capabilities of delivering brands to round out a portfolio. Every airport is a little bit different, and the demographics, I think, are really what helped us to format a plan and an overall brand portfolio to help meet the needs of that passenger. There's a huge difference in spend between an international customer who's going to, say, the Mexico or Caribbean on vacation versus those who are traveling to Europe or Asia. And we typically build our portfolio around those demographics.
I'm glad you mentioned Dufree. So how much of a benefit is it to have those kind of analytics, not just, you know, from a business standpoint, but obviously just from a customer service standpoint to meet those travelers? It must be pretty great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's served us extremely well in a number of different areas. It has helped us become you know, one of the largest duty-free retailers here in North America now. We obviously have used the opportunity to tap into their wealth of brands, of trends, of fashion, even on the cosmetic and fragrance side of the business to help our duty paid side of the business as well. So it really has been a great partnership. It allows us to deliver a much broader portfolio to our landlord partners as well.
Perfect. Well, Roger, that's all I have. I very much appreciate the time and thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate it.